That's right, Nita. It's our cover story this week. Australia looks set to welcome both of Israel's top leaders after the Prime Minister and President each told Julie Bishop that they want to make the trip. Now, visiting Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday, the Foreign Minister took the opportunity to reaffirm Australia's absolute enduring commitment to the State of Israel and its friendship and invited Netanyahu to come to Australia. She suggested that there's a little window of opportunity early next year and said that the Australian public would warmly embrace Netanyahu, welcome him, and look forward to the first visit of an Israeli Prime Minister ever to Australia. Now, Netanyahu accepted the invitation and used the encounter to describe the friendship that Bishop and Australia extend to Israel as terrific. Now, it was a big week for Julie Bishop in Israel. Alongside meeting Netanyahu, she met with the Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman and the President Reuven Rivlin. Nitsa, Julie Bishop also visited Yad Vashem. She told the Jewish News that it was one of the most graphic displays of man's inhumanity to man that one can ever imagine. She said that she's met Holocaust survivors in Australia and heard their stories, but visiting Yad Vashem just compounds the intensity of the issue.
We are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Today is September 11. Evan, where were you? Today, 15 years ago. Do you remember that day 15 years ago that many say changed the world? And there is also a very big article in the AJN this week about September 11.
That's right, Nitsa. 15 years on, we have an article this week by Dvir Abramovich, who's the chairman of the B'nai B'rith Anti-Defamation Commission. He talked about the worst terrorist attack on U.S. soil since Pearl Harbor, in which nearly 3,000 innocent people died as a result of the evil deeds of 19 murderers. He wrote that it forever altered history. That grim episode of pure hate remains in the forefront of the hearts and minds of many around the world, especially the American people who remember the gritty brave and superhuman effort of the first responders and the fearless determination of ordinary citizens who rushed to the assistance of those caught in the inferno. You can read Dvir Abramovich's piece in this week's edition of the Australian Jewish News.
And Evan, another Israeli dignitary is visiting Australia this week as the guest of the JNF. And the Australian Jewish News spoke to this guest, to Shaul Mofaz, former Israeli defense minister.
That's right. 40 years ago this past July, Nitsa, Shaul Mofaz was deputy commander of Operation Entebbe, the heroic mission to rescue 94 hostages hijacked on an Air France plane and held captive by pro-Palestinian terrorists at the Ugandan airport. Now, four decades on, having served as IDF chief of staff, as the Minister of Defense and the Deputy Prime Minister, Mofaz continues to fight for the Jewish people and for Israel on the international stage. Now, as you said, he's in Australia this week as a guest of JNF. He's been making presentations in Melbourne, in Sydney, and he's met with a number of senior federal and state politicians to discuss a range of security issues, including the threats posed by Iran, ISIS, and cyber terrorism, and how these affect both countries. Now, he spoke exclusively one-on-one to the Jewish News this week, and he said, we won't be able to stop ISIS spreading, and they will continue to terrorize and continue to create mega terrors. Mofaz said that ISIS is controlling 12 million people in Syria. Bombing from the air is not enough, and we need to do more. He also noted a change in the way conflicts are now being fought, no longer confined to troops and weapons on the battlefield, noting that in the past few years, the world has been in the cyber war. There is no question, but it is under the table, not in the media. In a few years, you will hear and see in the media more and more information about states attacking states. It is a real threat to the world's economy. We have a very interesting interview with Shaul Mofaz, who was in Australia this week. You can read more about it on page 3 of this week's edition.
Evan, the only kosher butcher in New South Wales was sold recently.
That's right, Nitsa. It has new owners. Tom Rev, who has owned and run Eilat at Hadassah in Sydney for more than 30 years, has moved to Israel and sold the business in Bondi to Alan Greenstein and Avron Raymond. Now, after months of talks, the contracts were finally signed last week, and the new owners took possession of the business on Monday. Now, Greenstein told the Jewish News that it was a reasonably easy decision to put in an offer to buy the butcher when it became available. He says, we have a particular vision in mind, and that vision is to do whatever whatever we can to upgrade and expand the kashrut offerings in Sydney. The butchery has been run for 3 decades by Tom, and he says that he thinks he's done a good job, but times have changed and the needs of consumers have changed, so we would love to be able to, over the course of time, introduce new lines, new products, and to upgrade the offering in a number of ways. Now, Greenstein said the aim of the new owners is to create a market where more people than ever before can buy kosher meat. So some exciting news in Sydney. The only kosher butcher in New South Wales has been sold. New owners, you can read more about it in this week's Jewish News.
Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Thank you very much and have a great week.